coal company executive recently announced a plan to build a massive solar array on a reclaimed surface mine in Pike County, Kentucky. At 100 megawatts and costing $130 million, it would be Appalachia's largest solar farm. Now, sources close to the deal tell the Ohio Valley Resource the Kentucky site is part of a much larger plan. Toyota plans to purchase as much as 800,000 megawatt hours per year of renewable energy, or roughly 365 megawatts, primarily from developers in Appalachia and the South.
So a project of that magnitude is certainly significant. You're talking enough solar energy to power about 50,000 homes?
That's Alex Hobson, the Director of Communications for the Solar Energy Industries Association. She says businesses are increasingly finding renewable energy to be good for their bottom lines.
Businesses are really leading the way when it comes to clean energy deployment across the U.S.
Ryan Johns is the vice president of RH Group, a coal producer that's expanding into solar energy. He says he hopes the involvement of a coal company in a major solar project will shift older thinking that pits coal country against renewable energy.
This is nothing but pure economics. If we do not diversify our thinking, we're never going to be able to keep moving forward.
Also consulting on the project is businessman Adam Edelin, Kentucky's former state auditor, who's now a Democratic candidate for governor. Edelin says the high-profile solar project was in the works long before he decided to run for governor. But the announcement may help Edelin make his case for jobs and economic development in counties still struggling to recover from a coal slump.
And the fact that we have brought the coal community together with the renewable energy community and the environmental community to create what will be a global model, not just for new energy production, but for sustainability, I think is incredibly important.
Toyota declined to comment on the scope of the project for this story, but the carmaker has set the ambitious goal of having a net positive environmental impact by 2050. Developers in Pike County hope to break ground in the coming months and be operational by 2021. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.